Hello and welcome to the TCF Morning Show. It is Tuesday, January 12th, and this morning I am joined by Boomy at Boomy TCF and Matt Schoolfield at schools underscore 01. I am Zach Lilia at Z Lilia TCF. The main page is at typical underscore Chicago. And this morning we will be talking about how the Bears season is over after the loss to the Saints on Sunday. We'll also get into the NFL wildcard weekend. We had that extra game on Saturday and Sunday, so that was a lot of fun. We had the college football playoff championship game that was on Monday night, so we'll be talking about that. We had the Bulls game that's postponed for Tuesday against the Celtics, and we'll be talking about how they've been playing to start the season. And Corey Crawford has retired. He signed with the
Devils,
and did not report, and has retired. So we'll get into that, and then we'll always, like we always do, we'll end the show with Boomy's wacky web story this morning. If you're gonna follow us on Facebook or Instagram, type in Typical Chicago Fans. You will find us on there. Go to the YouTube page. Subscribe to the YouTube page, Typical Chicago Fans. All of our morning shows, podcasts, interviews, food reviews are on the YouTube page. And then wherever you get your podcast from, if it's Apple, please subscribe, rate, and review. If it's anywhere else, just type in Typical Chicago Fans. You will find us on there. Shout out to 26shirts.com Chicago. I got their shirt on tonight with all the backup quarterbacks for the Chicago Bears. If you want a shirt just like this, go over to 26shirts.com Chicago. Use the promo code TypicalChicagoFans at checkout for 15% off of your purchase. Again, that is TypicalChicagoFans at checkout for 15% off of your purchase at 26shirts.com Chicago. It's all for a good cause. So go over to 26shirts.com Chicago and make sure you buy some stuff. We love them over there at 26 Shirts. Boys, how are we doing this morning? It was a long weekend with football. So how are we doing?
Good, made it through the toughest day of the week and dial down. So can't complain, man. I got nothing to complain about other than bad gambling bets this weekend. So
Matt,
had
a different kind of weekend.
Yeah, I had a good weekend there. Hit a couple nice little props, but it was sad that the faithful, the Bears are no more of this 2020 version. We're getting the thick of the playoffs. You remember going through a weekend like that, like how great playoff football really is. And now this year with that added wrinkle of having the night games on both Saturday and Sunday night, how sick was that?
It was amazing. So let's get into the first, it wasn't the first game of the wild card weekend, but the most important to me and Maddie. The Bears-Saints game, the Bears lose. They had so many opportunities. After that dropped touchdown by Wims, I knew the game was over for us. That was an opportunity missed, and then we just could not figure it out the rest of the way. Like I said, they had a lot of chances. If it wasn't for some dumb penalties, and like I said,
a lot of dumb penalties. There was
On third down, fourth down, like
every decent play was negated, and it was just, you don't recover. You get Javon Wims.
I hate to see it because that was a great throw by Mitch. Great throw by Mitch.
One of the few yesterday. He dropped, didn't have a lot of them.
Dropped by Wims, but they also had more opportunities after that, and it just felt like nothing was going our way. And you know what? The better team won. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't like the Bears. The Bears had opportunities in that game, but, I mean, you saw what the Bears were.
I agree. All of their problems manifested in that game. Everything you saw all season, the defense got tired, was left out on the field. The time of possession was, 2-1 in favor of New Orleans. You do that with an offensive, team like that that doesn't make too many mistakes. and then you don't capitalize on the few that they do, especially the good defense that they have, you're not going to win that game. And it's just, you know, the problems that that team has had all year really showed themselves in full effect. It sucks. It's an 8-8 team, though. You couldn't have expected a Super Bowl run either. And I'd just like to see at least some new direction at the top of the organization. I'd really like to see an announcement that Todd Phillips is let go. I think it needs to start there. This organization needs a facelift, and it needs to start at the very top. If you want to go one more season with the Pace-Nagy combination, I'm not thrilled about it, but if you want to get a new team president in here, start getting a culture, he needs maybe take a year to assess what he's got to work with, get a football-minded guy, because that's not what Todd Phillips is, and get somebody to run this organization the right way.
Yeah, and it was a team that got into the playoffs because another team lost. Right. That's what the Bears looked like on Sunday.
Right.
But like you said, Matt, we don't know what's going to happen with the coaching staff, the front office, stuff like that. You probably won't know until the playoffs are over with, or we'll see what happens. We'll get more into that when stuff kind of unfolds. But for now, it's just, like I said, it's an 8-8 season. We were 500, and that's what it felt like.
It's got to be the frustration, like you guys talk about, is the opportunity. You hold New Orleans, who, you know, at times has a very explosive offense. Your defense holds them to 21.
And you couldn't ask the defense to play any better. Defense that did not have Roquan Smith. Khalil Mack was trying, but he didn't get much pressure on the quarterback. And they still held them to, what'd you say, Boomy, 21?
Yeah, 21 points. I mean,
and the offense just couldn't get a drive together after that drop touchdown.
I know the easy take for Bears fans this weekend on social media and on the radio and everything was, well, you look at what Taylor Heinicke did, you know, for the Redskins, in a tough spot against Tampa. You get production from the quarterback like that, and it's like, I hate that argument, but there's at some point, it's like, how do they figure it out with this fucking mop-up quarterback? And this organization can't do it time and time and time again. Just whenever you need a big game from a quarterback, and they did. They needed Mitch to play a big game. Damn it, he did. He just did. And
they didn't give him a ton of opportunities. No, like, how can you nickel and dime teams and think you're going to do it to death?
Still the number two pick at one point. And, like, you got to go out and make a play here and there. Like, you've got to be a playmaker at some point. And I'm sorry, he just isn't. He's a great guy. I think his head's in the right place. I think he's got all of the makings of what you'd want. He doesn't ruffle any feathers. He seems to be a good teammate. He just isn't getting it done on the field, and it's so frustrating because it's the kind of guy you'd like to root for.
Yeah,
he seems he's a really nice guy, but when it comes to the big moments, sometimes it's not there. But we will have to see what happens with this Bears team throughout the off season. But let's get into the rest of the wild card games. Boomy, you got them for us.
Yep, starting Saturday with the noon game, the Buffalo Bills win their first playoff game in 25 years. They hold off the Indianapolis Colts 27-24.
That it was like their first road playoff win since like 1969 or something.
It wasn't. They were at home.
No, that was in Pittsburgh.
No, I said the Bills.
Oh, sorry. I thought you said the Browns. I am sorry. I had a fun fact.
We all love a good fun fact. Pocket that thing.
Absolutely. But
fun fact is in the Browns game. Go on. Sorry.
But it was very I see what you're saying. They're very parallel, you know, histories with the Bills and the Browns as far as their playoff experience. But you know, the Bills get it done against an above average Indy team that we've talked about countless times on how inconsistent they are. But Josh Allen, 324 yards, but Phillip Rivers, 309. He gave him a chance. They just kind of, I think they got themselves down a little bit.
He played a great game and everything, but that last throw that was like 5 yards short.
Yeah, he just can't throw that.
Should have rougher set in.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's their Hail Mary quarterback for most of the season. I don't know why they didn't have to do it there.
That 40-year-old arm just can't quite get it there.
Wait, like, this is just a neat team. This is a neat team. This was a heck of a season.
He's
like,
such a goober.
Yeah. If this guy retires, we're losing one of the greats. I mean,
yeah.
People don't really realize that.
People take for granted those sound clips we get every couple weeks where he's screaming dadgum it into some defensive lineman's face who's just like, you know, I could, like, kill you, right?
Right.
I'm going to miss that if he does decide to walk.
I love how he talks so much crap to everybody. I do enjoy that. I don't hate it. I never swear. Yeah.
It's hilarious.
It does it so, like, Ned Flanders-like. It's just beautiful.
Yes. Absolutely. That's a great comparison. In the next Saturday afternoon game, the Seahawks proved what we've been saying for a while. They are frauds. They lose to basically a quarterbackless team in the Rams, 30-20. John Wolford goes out, breaks his neck in like the first quarter, is taken to the hospital in his full pads on an ambulance. Jared Goff comes in, gets the job done. Cam Akers, who's, you know, kind of floated in and out of mediocrity in his couple of years since Todd Gurley left, had 131 rushing yards. The Seahawks just – the inconsistency there was just absolutely glaring from what they looked like early in the season.
I think the quarterback will be back, though.
Who do you go with? Do you go with Wolford or do you go with Goff?
It just depends. You could tell that Goff was having some troubles throwing the ball or trying to grip the ball with a broken thumb. So we'll just kind of have to see. I think it may just be the same thing.
I think need to make sure Blake Bortles is active this week.
Yeah, make sure
he
gets.
I was waiting to see Blake Bortles play.
Because, yeah, I mean, at least if you have a competent quarterback that can throw the ball, because Goff was not a threat to throw in that game, in my opinion. And you're not going to win another week like that. So I think you might want to – I'm going to try to turn things around here real quick.
Yeah, quick turnaround. They head to Green Bay for the first game on Saturday at 4:35. And unfortunately, Aaron Donald left the game. I'm not sure when, but he did leave the game. He's listed as doubtful for Saturday's game. So it'll be interesting to see how the Rams can regroup after losing the pieces that they did as they head up to Green Bay.
How's your house going to look?
It's gonna be a house divided. So
you going to mom and dad's for it or no?
I might have to, man. But I'm telling you, I'm a little worried, man. You know, Cam Akers is proven, you know, that he deserves that starting spot. And I mean, 131 rushing yards. And don't get me wrong, we talked about it till we're blue in the face how average that Seattle defense looks. I think Green Bay's defense is better than Seattle's, but still, I mean, he rushes for 131 yards in a playoff game. You got to be at least a little concerned to see if he can repeat that. Yeah, absolutely. And for a guy who was basically a part of a platoon for half of the season, I mean, to and show that was impressive.
He's kind of grabbed that job and run with it, though. I mean, he's definitely the guy.
I think this would be a great week for him to prove it. Like, when it really matters, can you go out and put those kind of numbers up on the road in a tough condition against a good team?
I do think McVay's an incredible coach, though.
Absolutely.
I think he will have a very good game plan ready to go offensively, be able to protect. I think they've got to go with Wolford. I think he was at least a threat to throw the ball if he can go. You know, he doesn't seem to be rattled or scared with anything, and obviously you're not going to have a huge crowd impact right now. So that's one advantage, I think, in some of these playoff games is Lambeau Field's a little less intimidating when you don't have, you know, 70,000, you know, people screaming on top of you.
For sure. No, I think it'll be at least a competitive game. Moving to the Saturday night game, the Washington football team gave the Buccaneers and Tom Brady all they could handle. Like you said earlier, Matt, Taylor Heinicke comes in. The Buccaneers hold them off 31-23, 381 passing yards for Drew Brees. But Taylor Heinicke, 306 yards. You know, you got to give it to a team that everybody said, you know, doesn't really belong in the playoffs. And I know it was a home game and you still lost, but football team looked good.
Why am I worried that some team is like going to overpay for Heinicke though? Like, you know, somehow, some way, like
you just keep your fingers crossed. It's not your team, you know?
I know. That's what I was kind of hinting at.
They sound like the team that would do that.
history.
Don't give up everything for Watson. Just forget it. Just go correct. Go right your wrong. Go pay your penance if it's in three first down or first rounders and whatever. But
you get a second chance at this one.
Yeah. They can pull up their old scouting reports of them from the draft.
They probably don't have any.
That's exactly my point. They didn't scout him. Moving to the Sunday games, a team we talked about a lot last week, the Baltimore Ravens, kind of right their wrongs from last year and beat the Tennessee Titans 20-13. They just looked like a different football team in the playoffs this year than they did last year to me. I don't know if you guys saw anything different, but it looked like the pressure was kind of off their shoulders. They played a little bit freer. I don't think they played in, you know, that great, but Tennessee, I mean, Derrick Henry, 40 yards.
Yeah, but on the flip side, Baltimore ran for like 240 as a team. And,
yeah.
That's a wild number.
136 out of Lamar.
Lamar Jackson or not, of 240 is a wild number when you start, you know, when you're quarterback to do that. So
that's,
he's still good enough in the passing game that he's, you know, he can beat you. He's not going to, he's probably not going to throw for a 400 yard game or a 500 yard game, you know, like we saw over the weekend, but you know, he's at least a threat. You got weapons in Brown and you got, you know, Mark Andrews. So I don't know, man, I don't want to play that team.
Finishing up with the last game of Sunday night and the weekend, the Cleveland Browns finally get the monkey off their back. Their first playoff win since like 2002, 48-37 over the Steelers. Steelers just go to prove that they're the most overrated 11-0 football team of all time. But it was good to see both the Browns and the Bills hopping on those playoff wins that we have barely ever seen in our lifetime. So impressed with the Browns. Big task ahead of them with the Chiefs, though.
Yeah, that was a good game because it ended up getting close. But that first half was all Browns, and it was fun to watch. Cleveland deserved that. Cleveland Browns fans deserve that.
Four interceptions out of Big Ben. Hang it up, dude.
I think he's going to. It seems like
he looked very sad.
He doesn't have a whole lot left in the tank, in my opinion.
You would have to think not, because even like on a normal day in a game, it looks like he is struggling to get up and down the field.
Right. Yeah,
doesn't it feel like it's been like that for a couple of years, though?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, but now the performance is kind of catching up with the...
Yeah, it's a good way to put it.
But, yeah, we already talked about the Bears-Saints game. We don't need to talk about that. The NFL weekend, wild card weekend with an extra game on each day was amazing. It was an amazing 2 days, so hopefully they kind of stick with that. We'll have to see what they do, if they're going to keep up with it after this. Did they do it just because of like a different kind of season, or is this a permanent thing?
I don't think they've decided yet.
Okay, so hopefully they keep it in there, because a team like the Bears may forever need it. but the college football playoff game is going on right now. It's looking like Alabama is going to win this game. Ohio State putting up a fight. They just scored again. They're going to score in probably the 40s, 50s, also maybe the 40s. But Alabama.
You heard it here first. Alabama national champions.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't see how that's not possible. And they hope they call that a touchdown, because I have the over at 90 right now. I took it live, but it is this game is pretty awesome, honestly.
It's not out of the question. Scoring.
These are two great teams. I know Alabama's winning, but there are a lot of professional athletes on the field right now.
Oh, on both sides. Mm-hmm. It's, and if you like offense in football, this is a dream for you. I mean, we're going to, like you said, in 90, and that's, you know, looking pretty good right now, knock on wood. But, you know, this is just an absolute definition of a shootout. in every sense of the word. So it's fun to watch, that's for sure. But Alabama's proven that they are who they are, and they are who we thought they were, taking care of business and not taking the pedal.
Ohio State may have wanted to adjust their game plan and maybe tried to cover the Heisman winner, too. Just going to throw that
out. Yeah, you know.
Well, Maddie, maybe you should be a coach.
I'm not trying to, you know, be a groundbreaker here or anything, but I think covering the best college football player is usually a good approach, and somehow Ohio State missed that step.
You know what? I will agree with you on that one, Maddie. I think you should probably guard the Heisman winner. I think he had four touchdowns in the first half.
He's a damn good player.
But let's move on. We got the Bulls game being postponed tonight against the Celtics due to COVID with, I think, the Celtics.
Yes, the Celtics do not have enough active players and cannot get enough.
The Bulls are kind of going through their own kind of COVID stuff. I think Lauri Markkanen's been out. Archie Diakono's been out. Satoransky's been out with it. But tonight's game canceled because of the Celtics. So let's just get that known. What do you guys think so far with this season? It's fun to watch. I love watching the game.
Still seeing improvements, which is good. They give both LA teams a run for their money.
To win both games.
Yeah, exactly. You can't ask for a whole lot more out of a team that's in literally, you know, month number one of a rebuild. And, you know, I don't have a ton to complain about right now. I mean, Zach LaVine's been going off offensively. He airballs the game winner the other night. But, you know, it is what it is. You're taking those baby steps, and it'll be a little while, but they'll get there. I mean, they're sitting at 4-7 right now after a tough road trip. So we'll see how they bounce back. But I'm not horribly concerned about the Bulls, and I think the rebuild is going in the direction that we like to see it.
They are an enjoyable watch right now. I'll put it that way.
It's a great way to put it. A
team that is, like, actually you can watch an NBA game for your team and not want to poke your eyeballs out anymore. So that's cool in my book.
Yeah, that's what I've kind of seen the last few games is just like, this is going to be fun. Like, these guys are competing. They like the coach. They like playing for each other. Like,
if you
like
can't
the, as a team,
like,
they're playing as a team.
Yeah. If you can't enjoy watching LaVine and Kobe White together on the same floor, it's like those guys are doing some pretty cool things as a young backcourt right now. You know,
but you see what happens when you get a good young team with a good coach.
Right.
Yeah. And a good front office that's helping to build
improvement.
That.
You see improvement. I know it's only been what? I think it's been like 9 games throughout the season, but you've already seen improvement from game one to now.
Well, you see a coach too these guys have already bought in. You can tell. Like, there's a different vibe around the team just in general when they're talking to the media and things like that. It's definitely a different look to this team. And
they're excited to go to practice every day. They're excited to go to the games and the shoot arounds and stuff. They're actually excited for this stuff now. Instead of pretty much last year, they did not want anything to do with that coach. And for good reasons. For good reasons. Corey Crawford retires. We were pretty sad when he signed with the New Jersey Devils, but didn't really show up for the beginning of training camp, and then says he is retiring. I've had concussion problems for the last few years, has missed quite a few games when he was with the Blackhawks. Awesome career with Corey Crawford. Did he win all 3 Stanley Cups?
He won 2. Anthony Niemi was 2. The goalie in the first one. Crawford was in goal at the second, too.
And even the last few years, I mean, he kept the Blackhawks in it. I mean, his last playoff little run would not have happened without him in net.
He was every bit the reason they won it in 15. Don't let anybody tell you differently. He was unbelievable in that entire playoff run, really, when it was all said and done. You know, he started off a little rocky with the Nashville series, that year. But overall, man, that guy is just one of the more enjoyable players to watch and one of the more reliable goalies that you've seen in, well, in this city in a really long time, since Eddie Belfour, at least.
Yeah.
And, you know, it sucks to see him go out that way. But I think he's probably got a lot more things in his life than just hockey that kind of just get to him. So, God bless him, man. You know, it's one of those things. Go do your thing.
Yeah, like you said, with all the concussion stuff.
Absolutely.
Go live your life. Go have as healthy a life as you can.
Especially this world we're living in.
Yep. Enjoy all the concerts you can.
Pro athletes are realizing life can be short, too, you know?
Who knows? Yeah. Wasn't he the one that, like, got injured at a concert back, you know?
Yeah, like, it was like it's like a 30 Seconds to Mars or
Kill Switch Engage, I think is what it was.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know what it was.
Some of the stuff I listened to at the gym.
Corey Crawford liked to have fun.
Yes. Now we can enjoy those things without being scrutinized for it.
Yeah. Well, to people who scrutinize that, whatever. Get bent.
Yeah, piss off.
His speech at the parade was.
Yeah, I was just gonna say that one of the best audio clips at the the parade.
I went to a parade. I don't know if it was that parade. Me and Boomy, were we at that parade?
No, that was the first one, I believe, is what that clip was from. I went to two of the three parades, and I'm pretty sure it was the first. And me and you went to the second. I didn't go to the third. I was in Vegas at the time.
Boomy, do you have a wacky web story to end the show here?
I sure do. And obviously, you know, the talk of the world is all politics this, politics that, you know, government this, government that. But at least they're having a little bit of fun with it in Dickinson, Texas. They had a race for mayor. It's a fairly small town. Sean Skipworth, great name. And Jennifer Lawrence were vying for mayor. They had the election in November. No one got a big enough of a lead to call the election, so they had a runoff. There was an exact tie of 1,010 votes for each person after that runoff and a recount. So how would you guys settle it if you had to pick two mayors after an election and a runoff election? What might you guys think? What?
Duel. Old school duel.
Heads or tails. Like heads or tails.
Especially in Texas, Matt, that kind of plays. Well, they decided in Dickinson, Texas, that the mayor would be named after drawing a name from a hat. And that's exactly what they did. They took two ping pong balls. They wrote Sean on one, Jennifer on the other. And Sean Skipworth was named mayor of Dickinson, Texas, after his name was pulled out of a hat during a ceremony last Thursday that lasted about 10 minutes. So, you know, maybe we just think about adding some alternative ways of elections going forward. Maybe more ping pong balls is all I'm suggesting.
Could you imagine, like, spending a shit ton of money on a campaign and you lose on a ping pong ball?
Jennifer's got to be pissed.
Such a shot to the pills. Just brutal. It's an absolute brutal way to go.
Absolutely.
Okay. I want to throw out, too, here post-show, boys, my little question that I threw out to you on our text chain before we started recording was, tonight I was cooking some chicken in our slow cooker with it's just like taco seasoning and salsa. So just those are the
great meal, by the way.
Chicken, salsa, taco seasoning. Cook it for like 7 hours on low, and you got shredded chicken for tacos. It's beautiful. Anyway, got all the chicken out of there. So all that's left is like a little bit of the chicken juice and the salsa that I'm not using for, you know, for the flavoring. I didn't have a liner tonight. We usually cook, when we use a slow cooker, we usually use the liner, so just everything stays in there. You tie the bag up, you toss it, it's over, it's cleanup's easy. We're out of liner, so I just cook it old school. I'm thinking, what the hell do I do now with this hot crock pot, you know, of chicken juice with salsa? And it's, you know, I don't want to put it down our kitchen sink just because it's a little bit more of a narrow, you know, drain, and you don't want the grease to clog it up. went to the toilet and just poured it right in there, dude. And
yes,
I think my wife, I think, thinks I'm an absolute serial killer at this point. So I just want to know, am I the lunatic on this one, or am I the efficient human being on this one?
Matt, I take great joy in telling you when you're an idiot. And I can't do it this time. That is a genius move. Okay. You're saving yourself the cleanup of the extra chunky stuff in the drain. You, like you said, you don't want to get all the bad stuff down there, clog the drain up, whatever the case is.
You get like it's a 2-inch drain with a toilet, you know?
Exactly. It's more of a poop consistency sometimes with the chunky stuff. So you want to let the power of the toilet take care of that.
I have to be totally honest. That obviously crossed my mind. I mean, in my deductive reasoning for deciding whether to do this or not, that definitely crossed my mind.
Hey, this has kind of a poopy consistency and should go in the place with the poop. I don't hate your logic. You don't want to throw it in a garbage can. You have neighbors, unlike me. I can throw that stuff in the backyard and let it, you know, fertilize the grass. But no, Matt, that is an absolute A-plus genius move on you, my friend.
Hey. That's all I needed to hear.
The listeners will have to let you know what they think.
Maybe P-Goy should put up a poll that just says, is Matt a lunatic or not? Yes, from the podcast. Maybe drop in the time marker where it started so people can go jump to this part real quick. Answer the question if I'm a lunatic or not.
And the only two options are yes and definitely yes.
Come on. Give me an out somewhere.
But that's a good way, a good place to end the show. There's when Boobie starts talking about poop. Thank you for joining the show this morning. Boomie at Boomie TCF and Matt Schoolfield at Schools_01. I am Zach Lilia at Z Lilia TCF. The main page is at @typical_Chicago. Instagram, Facebook, type in Typical Chicago Fans. You will find us on there. Go over wherever you get your podcast from. Type in Typical Chicago Fans. Hopefully, if it's on Apple, please subscribe, rate, and review. If it's anywhere else, just type in Typical Chicago Fans. You will find us on there. Shout out to 26shirts.com Chicago. Use the promo code Typical Chicago Fans at checkout for 15% off of your purchase. Again, that is Typical Chicago Fans at checkout for 15% off of your purchase. Anything else, boys?
Let's have a beautiful Tuesday and let the week continue to go fast.
Anything, Maddie?
I agree. I concur.
This has been the TCF Morning Show, Tuesday, January 12th. We love you all.
Peace.